Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and thank you for listening. It's a beautiful day, a lot warmer than yesterday. Gorgeous in the city, like it might hit 80 in San Francisco. So that means it's probably be hotter wherever you live, if you're outside the city. So stay cool out there. Let's hear what everybody had to say today, Vinny. We didn't get to a lot of text today.
Will do. So let's see here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone wrote in and said, soccer. Liverpool's also famous for soccer.
Oh, okay.
So Beatles and soccer, everyone. Mm.
And Strawberry Field does exist. There is a Strawberry Field out there in Liverpool that they're doing tours now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because
there's definitely one in Central Park. I know there's a whole meadow that they named that, right?
Right. But that was, you're right, though. After I said it, I remembered, oh, that was after the fact, though. It was named because of the song, not the other way around.
Yeah. I wonder if this is the same deal in Liverpool. They found a nice meadow to name.
You know what?
Like, oh, here it is.
I have a text about that. Let me get to it because I can't tell you off the top of my head. But here's another one from 707. King County, Washington was named after a slave owner. Seattle area residents voted to rename it after Martin Luther King Jr. Perhaps a good penny will turn up.
Oh, there you go. Find a good penny and say, nope, that street's named for that person.
You know, just yesterday, one of the things me and my kid did, this is us, just this is me going anything. I'll do whatever. Let's just do whatever. She wanted to count her money. Oh. So we go to her piggy bank, which since she was born, we had this little Hello Kitty piggy bank. And as it's filled with the cash, I take the money and I put cash in its place, and we counted all that out. And one of the things we did is, here's pennies, here's nickels, here's dimes, here's quarters. Now let me explain this to you. And I've never seen a more blank look on her face, but we're starting the process of helping her understand money.
Oh, that's fun.
So how many quarters make a dollar?
9.
Right. It was just like the total. But I just told you, I don't remember. I'm like, oh, boy. Wow. Not listening at all. Great. 707 says, taking down statues, banning flags, and taking away movies won't change the past. It's part of history. You can't take away the past, only change the future. I'm not condoning the past, but it is part of our history. Okay.
All right. People have a lot of different opinions on some of the statues that are coming down. My opinion is, you lost. Get your, you know, you were fighting against the United States. Get your freaking Confederate statues down. Beyond that, I don't have much of an opinion, believe it or not.
Yeah. Pretty neutral.
Get your crap out of there, losers.
As a teacher, I never bought the flesh tone Band-Aids because I never wanted my students to feel bad or weird that their skin tone doesn't match. I've always been aware of the racism in bandages since I was a kid. Hmm. I never once thought about that.
Of course, because it matched your skin. Why would you? You know? And I guess maybe, you know, you bought the strawberry shortcake. Isn't that the one that cut you in the wee-wee Band-Aid?
That's not quite how that went, but it doesn't matter.
You had a cut on your wee-wee, and that your mom put strawberry shortcake on there.
That's not it either, but
I don't want to tell this story again. A paper cut on your wee-wee?
I was reading a surfing magazine on the toilet.
Naked.
Okay. Well, I was on the toilet. You don't poop with your clothes on, do you?
Okay, fine.
All right.
I didn't know where you were sitting when you got the paper cut.
Anyway.
And strawberry shortcake to the rescue.
That's down there.
Yeah.
I was a little boy. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I was hurt and I needed help from my mom. This wasn't me as a grown man.
No, no one's saying that.
Well, it's, you're not.
Maybe your mom.
Now we're telling
of...
the story that I didn't really want to tell. But anyway,
well,
the point is,
things have to get told.
Yes, if you things have to get told.
You know,
if I'm ever in a, you know, a worldwide interview and the interviewer sits me down and just out of random, you know, fact says, did you ever have a strawberry shortcake Band-Aid on your wiener?
Yeah.
I would have to answer yes. I would probably
You'd
try
have to
say,
wonder if I had sent him some questions.
I
too.
Probably would wonder that, yes. But the point is, I would have to say yes to that question. There's a lot more to it, though, than that.
That's really
thank
all you,
you
need to know, though.
No,
you're welcome.
Well,
oh, my God. Look, any opportunity to tell one of your stories, Ben, right? Come on.
Sarah and Vinny, I tell my wife all the time, she is white-skinned. She has never been mistreated or looked down on. I, as a Mexican, have been pulled over in low-rent neighborhoods as I was driving a nice car. I was given a coworker a ride home. I did not live in that neighborhood, and the police ran the plates and knew that car did not live in the neighborhood. Changes need to be made. Mexican and blacks have always been people look and treated differently.
Yep.
You know, now is not the time because we're working on one thing at this moment. But I do believe Mexicans aren't treated properly and Californians need to really look at our state and realize Mexico is a big part of our state.
Yeah, whether we don't work without Mexicans.
It's not just that. It's city names. It's street names. Sure. It's school names. Spanish language is everywhere around us, and yet somehow we just deny that so ingrained in us, and we just deny it.
The
what?
Thing is, though, that those are Spanish names, and it's the Spanish conquerors who came here and subjugated the Mexican indigenous people, and so that's not necessarily specific. I mean, there was a whole piece on the missions are like a seat of racism and took over all the indigenous peoples in that were already here in California. Like, you know, look, the white people conquering the world, that's been a thing for a long time here. Everybody who's not a white person has felt the brunt of that. There's no question about it. So look, we got a long road to hoe here, people.
My company had a diversity meeting to talk about things difficult to discuss. We watched a video on various interactions of black parents to their children. One was teaching her daughter to drive. When you get pulled over, daughter said, I will be careful. Mom said, no, you don't understand. You will. So, sorry, this thread got lost. Anyway, it brought tears to my eyes. I would have never thought of having that type of conversation with my daughter. Oh, it's just about how... it's not if you get pulled over, it's when you get pulled over was the point they're making there. Okay. Why is nobody talking about the master bedroom? Literally for slaves' masters. We still use that term. Please share. I didn't know that's where
we
that came
do
from.
Use that term. Should we make it the homeowner's bedroom? I don't know what to call it. The biggest bedroom. The one bathroom. For mom and dad. I don't know. What should we call it? Let's come up with a new name for that. Master of the house. Wow. It runs so deep.
Yeah, I never thought of that. And frankly, you could just call that
the big bedroom.
The
best bedroom.
Yeah, the wife's bedroom. I mean, I don't have any say in what's gone down in that room at all. And I even look at the wall and I'm like, what is that giant wheel of, it looks like, what do they call that, wicker?
Oh, you got a wicker wheel in your room?
It's
like
giant. It's giant. It's the size of a tractor wheel.
I'd like to see a picture of that.
On a wall.
A wicker nice. Wheel.
It's like this thing that you would go, you bought that, huh? All right.
Is it pretty?
It's, I bet it's fine.
She's,
I mean,
she's got very nice taste.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I just, it's, I've always said it's very strange, whether that's, you know, accessories that women wear on their bodies or mm-hmm. things around the house, knickknacks around the house. I've never understood how you actually put that on the counter and say, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I this, you know what my shelf unit needs? This.
Well, we've seen the places you've lived in the past, and you know, you need, you know, she's created a beautiful home for you. You would have never gone Cup of Sticks either. Remember when that lady redid your thing?
It's still here. Do you know that?
I still have the Cup of Sticks.
I've been trying to give away the Cup of Sticks forever.
So your wife was like, that's lovely.
No, we're keeping that. That goes in the corner. I'm like,
yeah, that
right.
goes. Right. What else are you going to put in an empty corner? You got to put a Cup of Sticks in there. Which, by the way, it's a tall boss with long, what are they, bamboo, just sticks? I don't know what they are, but it's, you know, it's like a, I don't know, is that an art thing? It's just like a little vignette? I don't know.
I don't know, but I'd be curious what that thing sells for, because,
oh, thousands of dollars for a Cup of Sticks.
Yeah, right.
I mean, hello. So special sticks.
309 says, I have such a crush on Scott Budman's voice.
I like Scott. Scott's a good guy. You should follow him on Instagram. He's a, you know, he's a news guy. There's, it's very interesting.
I played soccer with the guy that shot the Santa Cruz policeman and the security guard.
Really?
Wow. Okay. That's, I guess he lives around here, so sure, he must have other hobbies besides killing police.
Yeah, it would, they've just been overshadowed. Wow. That's got to be weird when somebody that you know, even if just an acquaintance, like you hear that this...
That's going
that they
on,
did this,
right.
Right, mm-hmm. Jesus.
I'm with you, Vinny. I live close to Mitchell's Ice Cream here in the city. They reopened and have a line around the block. Lining up for an ice cream cone? No, thanks. I have better things to do with my time. That's great if you do. I think that's the point. Most people don't. Most people are like, I'd be happy to just sit in line and, you know, however long it takes,
do?
I'm out of my house.
Right. And these kids are going to get ice cream at the end of this, so I mm-hmm. can just stand quietly with my own thoughts and keep them out of traffic, you know, that's...
Mitchell's always has a line, though.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is one of the best ice cream. It's in the Mission, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I've been there. I don't... I think it's in the Mission.
You know, all lines look longer now, too, because of the spacing.
Spacing,
you know?
Right.
So I think people say, well, this probably isn't as long as it looks.
Kane Brown is a mixed race dude. An awesome country artist, yeah.
Well, we loved, I mean, what a perfect song. It's a, what's it called? Beautiful World or something like that? Hold on, I must have it here.
Worldwide Beautiful.
Worldwide Beautiful. It's the number 100 song on the charts this week, and we started playing it, and we all went, oh, here it is. If you're only seeing black and white, tell me how you're gonna change your mind if your heart's unmovable. We ain't that different from each other, from one to another. I look around and see worldwide beautiful. That's nice. It was just, that's my favorite country song of all of them.
Get out of all of them ever?
All yeah, right. No, I mean, like, what, you know, it's lovely. I mean,
no, it is really the, nice. I like
it's
it.
Hearts in its right place, and it's at the right time, and the right song at the right time. I was pleasantly surprised to hear that.
It's getting me right in my sap bone. So sappy. I fall for all that stuff.
You're
and then
sappy
you,
daddy.
And, well, I mean, I told you guys that, you know, all of the movies about racism and somehow they overcome it at the end and they're happily ever at, like, I fall for all that.
Me too.
Oh my God, we're so much better.
We've Look learned. Everyone should see this and learn.
Such a loser. Sarah, how's your layer. Air conditioning? Were you having air conditioning problems?
Yeah, remember it wasn't working. So
I don't know. Then you caught the COVID, and everything after before that.
We had the guys who installed it come out, and of course the day they were there it was working, and then he had some meter on it that he was checking it with, And he's like, oh, the pressure's good. And then he goes back, like, however many minutes later, he goes, oh, I've drained all your Freon. I got to go get a refill for you.
Oh.
We're like, okay, what is that? So we have fresh Freon. I don't know if that matters, but it's been, I mean, knock wood. It hasn't been as hot as it was those days either, but it's working now.
Good.
Phew. I know. Lucky me.
Love you guys. Slurp.
Oh,
that's always nice.
Thank you.
Fauci is 79, someone said. He looks amazing.
He does look amazing.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Wow.
Henceforth, in my household, the Grimes Musk baby will be known as Chachi.
Oh, Chachi. Let's just call him Chachi.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I like it. It's enough with this A12B4XYZ. Shut up. You know, I don't like that name. We're going Chachi.
Hi, guys. I'm 40 today. Feeling pretty good about it. Wanted to share with my radio friends, XOXO, Julie.
Well, congratulations and happy birthday, Julie. My 40s were a great decade. I hope yours are, too.
My husband's speculation on the main ingredient in the lady area candle is fish oil. Where's my drum hit?
Oh, my God. Hilarious. That's a... Did you guys ever find the...
We never did the game, did we?
Can we do the little test for Vinny? Like, the smell ingredients and this candle smells like my... It's time to play a game! Vincent, we're about to list the ingredients, the smell ingredients in two candles. You tell me which one of them smells like my Wahoo!
All right.
Here we go. Right.
Option number one, we have geranium, citrusy bergamot, and cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose. I don't even know what any of that is.
Oh, boy.
Okay, that's one candle.
That's one candle. Okay. That's
Here's
right.
your next option.
And your next option is rose petal, white peach, pink peppercorn with a crisp minerality.
Oh.
Minerality.
I feel like you're not saying that word right, Bryn.
Minerality. Minerality.
So it has a mineral stink, is what you're saying. All right.
Why do they add such big words to these ingredients?
We got the bergamot or the minerals?
I'm going to go with A, Bob. A.
Oh,
number
snap.
One.
You know what? I actually would have guessed one, too, because I think the only other time I've heard the word bergamot was when we described what the candle that smells like her hoo-ha smells like.
Damn it, I shouldn't have said
Congratulations,
that.
Congratulations,
Vinny. Good job, Vin.
Yeah, you
Sarah owes you $5.
Yep, $5. That's right here on the desk.
All right.
Come grab it whenever you need it.
Put it in the cup.
510 says, got to crack a much-needed beer while the husband took over baby duty while my sanity returned yesterday. Ooh. Stay at home works. Oh, boy. Stay at home. Okay, I don't know if that's the end.
Hey, well, we get the gist.
All right.
Sometimes you need a beer.
I don't have a clock. What's our time?
It's 9:25.
Oh, okay. We're perfect. So what is Dr. Killjoy's opinion? Allergies or COVID? Does he believe you had the COVID or does he think you're making it all up?
He thinks I have the COVID.
Oh.
But he thinks everyone has the COVID and we shouldn't see anyone else on Earth. So I don't necessarily trust Professor Killjoy. No, I mean, look, there have been weird sicknesses in our house since this whole thing began. And we hadn't been seeing anybody. So, you know, what he wants is for me to get tested. So I guess I have to effing do that.
Well, get with the program. I mean, honestly.
I can't wait to have my brain tickled twice.
It's going to be so fun.
For you.
You know, when you came up sick, suddenly I was like, oh my God, what are we going to do? It's like a real, you know, pickle. And I immediately thought, well, I think the first show, I'm going to just put Christina on and have her do some stuff.
Oh, that sounds fun. That'll be fun.
Well, yeah, except that, you know.
She's funny.
I think that's a good choice.
The
kids are out there in the other room going.
Well, she could do one break. Isla could do another one. You know, we get Hulk Baby on there as everything starts to fall apart in the 8 o'clock hour. And
thankfully,
the show's done.
You didn't get put on an inhaler or whatever those things are called.
Ventilator
what is that?
Or whatever. Yeah. Ventilator.
Ventilator, right.
Yeah.
Luckily, you're okay. So that's the news is good, everyone. Sarah made it through the COVID.
Yeah, I think if it was COVID, unless I relapse. But my feeling is I don't know what it was. I hadn't slept all week, but I was running a fever. I don't know. I had something. Something was going
on. Why would you not be sleeping though if you weren't sick? You're the best sleeper I know.
No,
you're the only grown up I know that can stay in bed till noon.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. That was something, right? Because I was waking up every half hour coughing my brains out. Yeah. But only when I was laying down, I was fine, basically fine during the day. I had like runny nose, just like, and itchy eyes, just like you always do in allergy season. I don't know. Well, I'm going to go get tested and find the F out.
Good. I'm looking forward to that. Hey, we got a break. We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
Hey, Sarah, Dr. 408 has texted in.
Oh, okay.
Dr. 408 says, no way that was allergies. Doctors can be so dismissive. We also know the tests aren't 100% accurate. So they say,
that's what I was saying.
No way. No way that was allergies. You had the COVID.
I do feel like I've been alive for 53 years, and this is the first time that the allergies have, like, ruined my, you know, week. So it doesn't seem totally likely, but I guess I'll go get tested. I don't know, but that's the thing. I feel like it doesn't rule anything out. I know plenty of people who've tested negative, and they had some crazy stuff going on.
Right.
So, you know, they're saying there's tons of false negatives, but I guess that's why they dig in both nostrils and they get right, you know. She told me, just count backwards from, she goes, they'll shove it up there. Just count, wiggle your fingers and toes and count backward from 10. I'm like, it's going to take 10? It's not just like, winking, winking.
Well, someone wrote in and said, yes, they do touch your brain, but it's painless. You'll be fine.
Painless?
Yeah, painless. Right. No problem. They,
as long as
they
it
said,
doesn't hurt. I'm very sensitive, Vinny.
Before we leave for the day, can you spend the $5 I earned last break on Gwyneth Paltrow's butt candle? I would like that.
Well, it's if you win $70 more from me,
that smells like crap is $75.
Well, she hasn't even come up with the candle that smells like crap yet. She has one for her vajayjay, and she has one for
her happy peak.
For her happy peak, thank you.
I'll take that one then.
Which one?
The happy peak one.
Okay,
I'll take that one.
$70 more of winning.
I just did the math. It's 14 more games you have to win.
Oh, come on.
There you go.
All right.
Perfect.
Fine.
Anyway, let's just say goodbye. It's hump day. Have a great day. Don't forget that we'll be back here tomorrow, and of course tomorrow night at 7 o'clock on Alt 105. Vinny does a whole hour of his own program. He takes the station over and does that girl right.
Meet you there.
The side piece.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.